From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Book 4 of The Malorian, The Sorceress of Darsheva, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being a brief history of the Eastern Empire, from Emperors of Melsina and Meloria, University of Melsine Press. The origins of the Melsine Empire are forever lost to us. Some legends maintain that the precursors of the Melsines came in rude canoes out of the vast sea lying east of the Melsine Islands. Others contend that the ancestral Melsine was an offshoot of that curious culture existing in Delezia. Whatever the source, Melsina stands as the oldest civilization on the earth. Melsina has always been closely allied with the sea, and her original home lay in the islands off of the east coast of the Malorian continent. The capital at Melsina was a city of light and culture when Tolhonoth was a rude village, and Malzeth was only a shabby cluster of tents. Only Kel stood in contemplation of the heavens to rival the ancestral home of the Melsines. It was the advent of a catastrophe which caused Melsina to abandon its splendid isolation. At a time estimated to be 5,000 years ago, a disaster occurred far to the west. The Angoraks and Elorns blame this on a theological dispute between the gods. Such explanation is not to be taken seriously, but it does give some insight into the gropings of primitive minds to explain the forces of nature. Whatever the source, the cataclysm involved a great split in the protocontinent and engendered colossal tidal waves. The seas first fell, then rose, and ultimately came to rest at more or less the present shoreline. For Melsina, this was disastrous. Fully half of the land area of ancient Melsina was lost to the sea. Although the loss of property was enormous, the bulk of the people were saved. This left a pitifully overcrowded population clinging to the remnants of their former islands. The capital at Melsina had been a fairer city in the mountains, where affairs could be managed without the debilitating effects of the climate in the tropical lowlands. Following the catastrophe, Melsina was a shattered city, destroyed by earthquake and flood, lying no more than a league from the new coast. After a period of rebuilding, it became clear that the shrunken homeland could no longer support the population. Thus, the Melsines turned to the mainland. Southeastern Meloria lay closest, a region populated by peoples of their own racial stock with a compatible, though corrupted, language. To that region, the Melsines turned their attention. There were 5 primitive kingdoms in the area: Gandahar, Darsheva, Telenta, Peldane, and Rengel. These were quickly overrun by the technologically superior Melsines and were absorbed into their growing empire. The dominating force in the Melsine Empire was the bureaucracy. While there were drawbacks to a bureaucratic form of government, it provided the advantages of continuity and a clear-eyed pragmatism more concerned with finding the most practical way to get the job done than with whim, prejudice, and egocentricity which so frequently move other forms of government. Melsine bureaucracy was practical almost to a fault. The concept of an aristocracy of talent dominated Melsine thinking. If one bureau ignored a talented individual, another was almost certain to snap him up. The various departments of the Melsine government rushed into the newly conquered mainland provinces to winnow through the population in search of genius. The conquered peoples were thus absorbed directly into the mainstream of the life of the empire. Always pragmatic, the Melsines left the royal houses of the 5 mainland provinces in place, preferring to operate through established lines of authority rather than set